Hello, and welcome back to Loving Yourself Completely with me, your host, Sarah, as always. This week, we're just going to kind of be talking about, I'm just checking in with so many of you. I don't know if you noticed, some of you did, and maybe some just didn't even mention it. I did not do an episode last week. I had every intention of doing an episode, and then I got overwhelmed. And I was very busy, and I thought to myself, you know what? Well, looks like this has got to be cut, you know? So we've talked about that before, putting things in priority. And my priority last week was myself, my business, and my family. And that's what it had to be. So I did not do an episode last week. I had it all ready. I had it all recorded. And I did not do the editing process of it yet. I still have it. It's still sitting. So I didn't have the mental capacity for it last week. So this week I was like, I don't even want to release that episode yet because it kind of spiraled into, oh my gosh, how many times do we not hold ourselves accountable for our own anxiety triggers and things like that and checking in on ourselves? And I hadn't checked in on myself, unfortunately. And it kind of got me thinking that how many of us do that? Like so many of us do that. I know so many of us do that. We push and we push and we push. And all of a sudden we're burnt out, we're done for, we have nothing left to give, we're irritable, and everybody around us now gets the minimum because we were doing the maximum for way too long. And that's kind of where I was. And I pointed out to myself, I was like, when's the last time, you know, you didn't do business stuff? When's the last time that you took a full day and didn't check your phone and didn't check, you know, your stuff and your inventory and making sure orders and like things like that, like just basic things. I wasn't taking a break, and I burnt out. It's been over 2 months, and I was running on fumes and wondering what was happening, and then realizing very quickly that I hadn't had a day off in a very long time. So I took last Friday. Was it last Friday? Hold on now. No, Monday. Oh my gosh, my days. It was Monday. I told myself, okay, like I did the bare minimum social media wise for my business because I feel like I always have to be visible on social media being a new business. Like I always need to have something posted, whether it's just a picture or a previously recorded video or whatever. So, but Monday I did. I did the things that calm me, and I checked in with my own anxiety and kind of said like, hey girl, what's going on? Like you are cranky as shit. You are quiet. You are giving everybody around you attitude, which is not like me, not normal for me. What's happening? So I did. As much as people think it's silly, when my anxiety's high, I need to clean. Like I just need to clean. So Monday I did. All day. I cleaned everything. I dusted everything, and I swept and I mopped and I vacuumed furniture and I vacuumed under cushions. And like when you think the epitome of spring cleaning, that was me. And I felt absolutely amazing the rest of my week. The rest of this week went great. I wasn't in that weird mood. Like you ever just get in those moods where you wake up and you feel like you're just going through motions? And I was like that for the last like 2 weeks. I could not figure it out because that is the opposite of me. I wake up singing songs. I wake up so happy. Like I wake up ready to conquer the day. What positivity? 3 things about myself. Like, and I wasn't doing that. And I thought there's something going on, something that's bigger than me that I can't complete. So that's what I'm thinking about this week, is just checking in with ourselves. I feel like so many times we go, oh, this is me now. Oh, this is my mood now. Oh, this is who I am. Instead of turning around and going, but why? Why am I acting like this? Why am I burnt out? Why am I snippy at people? And not asking ourselves the questions, when's the last time I had a break? When's the last time I did something for myself? When's the last time, you know, that I didn't obsess over work or my kids or my husband or what's going on with them, and just obsessed over what I need to do to mentally be okay? And so that's what I want to talk about today. I think now more than ever, it's so easy to get lost in the day, to get lost in moments, to not like
I guess, take in every day. So many people I've talked to lately, they just say, I'm an autopilot. Like, I'm just in my day. I'm just going. I'm just surviving. I'm just barely making it paycheck to paycheck. I'm just barely being a wife. I'm just barely being a mom or a father or whatnot. And that is so understood now. And I also hear, you know, people are just not nice these days. And ever since, you know, 2020, people are just out for themselves and they're just, everybody's unkind. And I hear this so much. And again, instead of, you know, following that, those words, I go, I wonder why, like, what is it? And it clicks with you, you know, people were scared. People were in fight or flight mode for so long. People had to take care of them only and their families. And they had to look out for number one for so long. And people, you know, when people get scared, or some people with their anxiety, myself, get angry and are mean. And I think so many times we look at it and we go, what's wrong with them, or what's happening, and why are we feeling so overwhelmed and in autopilot? And it's because times are hard right now, and that's okay. And now more than ever, you need to check in with yourself, because whether you're living paycheck to paycheck, or you're struggling with your kid who's in school who's having a hard time, or you're going through a breakup, you're just now understanding anxiety and depression, you're trying to take care of yourself more, or to eat better, or whatnot, wherever you're at in your self-love journey of understanding why you do the things you do, you always have to make sure you're going, okay, how do I not go back here, and always make sure that I'm understanding why it starts. And that was me last week, you know, why did this start? And I have been going through some overwhelming things lately, not only with my family and the business and stuff, but just everything. I feel like it's everything. It's money stuff. And you go, oh, now you're working in new budgets. And it's family stuff. And you go, oh, now this is new, so we're going to work through this. And it's friend things. And you go, oh, my friend's going through this and I'm feeling for them. It's everything around you that I feel like eventually wears on you, especially if you're the main caregiver or financial person. And it just weighs on you, and that's okay. But also checking in with yourself has to be a priority as well, of what can I do for myself today. And sometimes maybe you can pick something to do for yourself every day, but that's not always something that can be done. So maybe pick a whole day instead of some time all day every day. Just pick a whole day and be there for yourself. Really check in with yourself. Anyways, I know that was like a ramble of just getting to one point of checking in with yourself, but of just understanding, like I said, I didn't know what was going on with my mood. And I'm like, how many people settle into these funks? They settle into them and it becomes who they are, and it becomes a personality trait, and it becomes how they treat people. It becomes how they treat themselves. It becomes how they look at the world. And we go, why are people so mean? Because they settled into their hard time instead of checking in on it and fixing it. You have to fix your hard times. They're not there for a permanent location. And I think that that's such an important revelation we can all look at. When people say, I'm this way because I went through this. Yeah, you went through that, but you also didn't check in on it. You didn't check in and go, okay, how do I get out of this? I don't want to stay here. This is not a fun time for me. I was miserable waking up in autopilot for a week. I was miserable. I'm like, what is going on with you, Sarah? What is happening? And I had to go, oh my gosh, I'm carrying not only my burdens, but people around me. And I do have some friends that are going through some really tough stuff right now. Some really tough stuff that I wouldn't wish on anybody. And I've been taking on their things as my things. And I'm learning I can't not to do that. And it's a long journey for me, because I know that I do it. I just don't know how to undo it. So I have to check in with myself and go, okay, maybe we can't answer the phone that day. Or maybe we say, I can't deal with this right now. Or I understand you need somebody to talk to, but it can't be me today. But you want to be there for your friends, and you want to be there for people that are struggling. But sometimes if you're like me, we take on other people's emotions and it's draining and it becomes our life. But it's not my life. It's not what I'm going through. It's just what they're going through. And I have interpreted it to myself. And that wasn't fair to me. That's not fair to my family. That's not fair to my anxiety. And I had to put an immediate stop to it and go, oh, look at what you're doing. This is what you've been wanting to work on. Now's our chance to practice. And understanding that when people tell me things, I don't have to picture what they're going through. I don't have to picture how that would make me feel because it's not me. And so many people think, oh, you have to help somebody. You have to fix somebody. But you don't. That's not your situation. That's not what keeps you up at night. Their decisions are not impacting your daily life. So why are we creating a version of them in our lives? Why are we creating that, you know? Shop Sarah Bauer Boutique today. We carry sizes small through 3XL. The styles and sizes may vary. There is a chat now button in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen, and you can also join our rewards program. You get 1 point for every dollar spent, and you eventually earn cash off your purchase. Go shop Sarah Bauer Boutique today and give them a reason to stare. And I also think being held accountable for your own mental health and in your own triggers and things like that. Yes, to an extent. You know, we always say you can't avoid your triggers, but you can learn how to deal with them, and other people aren't responsible for it, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I do agree with that to an extent, but we are in charge of the situations we put ourselves in. So if we're, you know, constantly putting ourselves in situations that are triggering us, well, whose fault is that now? You know, like, you are putting yourself in these situations and allowing these people to do this, so they are triggering you. So that's okay too, like to step back and go, oh my gosh, they are causing it. Not blaming them for it, but just understanding the cause of it is a big deal. How do you feel when certain people leave the room? How do you feel when you get off the phone with certain people? How do you feel after you have conversations with certain people? Like, what is it? And I started to notice that if certain people left my company, if I felt, oh my gosh, I have anxiety, or who are they going to tell my business to, or start questioning things, then I know they're not for me. If I have to text you like, hey, like, don't say anything today, like, just venting. Oh no. Oh no. What am I doing? And we've talked about this before, like, why am I talking to people that I have to double check if I can trust? Why am I doing that? So holding yourself accountable for who you put your feelings, whose hands you put it into, is also a big deal. And having those close friends that when they leave, you're in a better mood than when they showed, that is huge. Hold on to those people. We have to hold ourselves accountable, or else it just spirals and takes over. It takes over who we are. It takes over the life we have. It takes over the life we want. And it becomes a personality trait of who we are. Anyways, this past week has been wild for me. It's even more funny because my son is doing a project for school, and totally jumping subjects here. It just reminded me though. He's doing a project for school and he is so nervous because he has to do a presentation of it. And my first thought was, I asked him, I'm like, well, why are you nervous? Like, is it just standing up in front of people? Well, what if I mess up? Okay. And what if you do? Like, are people going to make fun of you? Well, they might laugh. And what is that going to do? Is that going to like destroy your life? Are you going to never recover? Are you going to be on YouTube for it? Like, I doubt kids are recording you doing a presentation, you know, like little things like that. And just checking in on questions of, why are we so concerned with what others think of us? Why is that such a big deal? Now, I know that like a lot of people do record stuff now. Again, he's in elementary school. I doubt they're recording him. But I just kind of asked him, I'm like, okay, I'm like, but you know this project like inside and out. You're going to be able to answer all the questions. You're going to be very alert and in what they're wanting and what they're asking, because you did so well studying and doing research and putting this board together and all the things. And if you're worried about fumbling your words or messing up or not knowing something, that's not on these people. Like, that's on you. Then you didn't prepare well enough. And that's, I feel like that's a model for my life, is how well did I prepare? Because if I'm nervous I'm going to make a mistake, I should go back and prepare more. I should prepare for being around, and that just goes into every aspect of my life. I need to prepare for being around certain people if I have to. I need to prepare myself for dealing with certain emotions when I have to. I need to prepare myself for checking in with myself after dealing with hard things and going back and forth on making sure that I am in charge of my own triggers. And when and if I do get triggered, how do I check in on it? How do I go back and go, okay, not going to wake up cranky, not going to wake up on autopilot, not going to wake up and be upset with myself for how my emotions are taking over, but I'm going to go, what are the things that makes me happy? What are things that calms my anxiety? And I hope you have found some by now. If not, email me. We can check in. There are so many things that people with anxiety do that seem to be common that maybe will work for you that we can go through lists on. And a lot of people, it's self-care. A lot of people are like, oh, I painted my nails, did a face mask this morning before work. It was like a little thing I needed to do for myself. I got up 10 minutes earlier than normal and I put on under eye patches, or I did a quick meditation or yoga or whatnot. For me, it's cleaning and listening to music louder than my thoughts. Like that is my me time. I love really hyper-focusing on my house, or when I get ready in the morning, taking an extra 10 minutes of being fully ready before I take my son to school. That way I can do all my running while I'm already out instead of coming home and getting ready. Like not being a hot mess in the morning sometimes. Beforehand when I had to, you know, when I worked after I took him to school, of course, I would have to be all ready and I was ready for my day, ready to conquer it. But then for so long and after 2020 and things like that, and I stopped working and started working from home and all the things, I wasn't getting ready in the morning before I took him to school. I'm like, what is happening? Like, now you're back in school and I'm still acting like we're at home in the living room. And so that was a big one for me, was making sure that I'm taking care of myself, and that when I start to feel a little yucky, you notice what you've been slacking on. And what you've been slacking on is part of your self-check-in. What have I been slacking on? Ask yourself those questions. Hold yourself accountable. Not going, oh, well, I didn't get ready this morning because I just didn't feel like it. No, you didn't get ready this morning because there's something else going on. What's going on? There are days where it's okay to be lazy and, you know, not do certain things. But if it's becoming a continuous thing and your mood is shot, let's dig a little deeper. Stop surface leveling your feelings. If you have to dive in and it has to get uncomfortable, do that. Do that. Do that in your relationships too. Relationships have to do deep communication too. So if you think that it's just your relationship that needs open communication, you're very wrong. It's huge with yourself. Talk to yourself. Figure it out. What is going on? What have I stopped doing? Why have I stopped doing it? And what's going on with my mood? We need to stop being so selfish, thinking this is just who I am now. This is just who I am because this happened to me. This is now my personality. That's not fair to yourself. That's not fair to a lot of people around you either, especially your family. Well, especially yourself. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi Coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javi Coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi Coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A, 43934 today. Javi Coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today. And it's not even always necessarily, you know, what's triggered you, what's set you off, what's put you in this funk. Some weeks are just shit. Some weeks things go wrong. It's not a person. Sometimes it's not a thing. The other day I woke up and I had a flat tire. I'm like, shit. Oh, you know, like that set my mood and that irritated me and I just had a shit day. So it's okay to just have bad times. Just don't get stuck in them. Don't get stuck in these funks. Don't get stuck in the poor me. Don't get stuck in that this is my life now. Having hard weeks is hard weeks. Having hard relationship weeks too. Me and my husband had a hard relationship week last week because I was unwell. It wasn't I wouldn't say relationship, like it's an issue, like we're struggling. We've been together 11 years. We are good. Like we are not struggling. But we had a hard communication week, I should say. I was struggling with myself. I was struggling with my communication. I didn't want to address certain things because I didn't know what was going on with me. And as soon as I figured it out, he was like, are we ready to talk about this yet? And I'm like, yeah, but also like I'm irritated. Like I just, not with him, not with my son, not with even myself. I was just in a weird place, I guess, because I hadn't checked in with my emotions yet. I hadn't created a safe space for myself to release it all and go, okay, let's pick this one. Okay, what's going on here? Done. Pick this one. What's going on here? Okay, done. Understanding the problem to get to the solution is the most important part, obviously. So I hadn't gotten there yet, and he helped me address it, and he helped me go, okay, so you need to take a break. This is what's going on. Like, I've noticed this. I'm sure everybody around you has noticed this. You are go, go, go all the time, like waking up at 2-3 in the morning doing emails and, you know, getting up and just going and going and going on maybe 2-3 hours of sleep. I would jump up out of bed and be like, oh my gosh, I need to do this like right now. Well, I don't think so. Put a note in your phone, do it in the morning, you know? And I did. I needed to check in with myself, and I wasn't, and I did, and I feel better. And so many of us, I talked to so many of my friends and they're like, you know, I was struggling last week too. I felt like I just was going through the motions of life and wasn't really sure why. So we had just these long conversations. I've had them with two different people this past week, and we were all kind of feeling in the same rut. And I don't know if it was because the weather. I don't know. And I joked that it was the weather. I'm like, I seriously do blame the weather, because we had a full week of beautiful days. We were in shorts and tank tops and driving with convertibles. And then all of a sudden now the last 2 weeks have been rain and 40 degrees and we're stuck in our homes. And it's like we got a taste of not being seasonally depressed. And it got taken away from us too quick. So I joke that maybe that played the role. I'm like, I blame the weather. Everybody blames the weather. So I'm going to too. When in reality, it definitely was the people who had access to me that week. The wrong people had access to me. Not the wrong people. No, I don't even want to say that. The wrong emotions had access to me. Great people. I let the emotions in too deep. I have to keep other people's emotions surface level so that they don't reach mine on a deeper level. I hope that makes so much sense. Okay, so as we're wrapping up, this was just supposed to be a check-in episode, and here I was rambling. I really want you to check in with yourself and make sure that what you're doing is beneficial to you and only you. Sometimes we get so caught up in, is this beneficial to my family? Is this beneficial to my kids? Is this beneficial to my work life? Is this beneficial to my social life? No. Just you. That's what I want this week. I want you to check in with, how are my emotions benefiting me this week? And if they're not benefiting you, then you check in. You say, okay, what kind of attitude do I have this week? What kind of things am I feeling? Okay, I've been feeling a little off this week, a little cranky this week, a little sad this week. I cried in my car when I got to work, you know, things like that. You check in with those things and you go, now why? Now what was I going through? Now how was I feeling? And we address it, and you immediately address it, and you find small snippets, small moments in your day that you are allowed to just do something for yourself. Because if your emotions have taken over your life in a negative way, don't create that. Don't create that personality. go back, rewind, where were you before, and get back to it. Okay? Continue emailing me at lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com and on Instagram. And we can check in on this stuff, and we can check on in on people with anxiety and mental health related things with what is the most helpful. There are so many helpful things for people, and it's almost like seeding out what thing would work best for your personality trait of what is going to help you communicate with your emotions. That was like kind of, I had to put the puzzle pieces together on that sentence. So yes, please email me, talk to me, reach out. I've been appreciating you all. Check in with your emotions. I had to last week, and I am so thankful that I did, because now I'm back to my happy self, and understanding yourself is the most important thing you can do in this life. Because when you know yourself, nobody else can tell you who you are. Okay? I love you guys. Checking in on you next week. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Have a great life, and continue loving yourself completely. Bye.